Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're meriting to stay alive in this most existential moment. Moments, I should say, with the intent of being configured towards Chaim, instructors of life, towards Chesed, instructors of kindness, towards Rachamim, instructors of mercies. You now tune into Blog Talk Radio and you humbly assert. This is the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class 745. The title of today's program is From Beginning to End. We'll be plucking inspirations from elucidations from Avhila Meparich, a tzaddik, a mekubal, a devoted chassid of the three Chabad Rebbes, the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, and the Tzemach Tzedek. And in particular, we'll be tuning into and sharing these tunings into with you concerning his elucidation to Perek 7, 8, 9 in the wondrous book that was penned by the second Chabad Rebbe, Mittler Rebbe, Shara Yichud, the Gate of Unification. Let's go. And we want to dedicate towards the elevation of the soul of Reb Baruch Ben Ozer Halevi, who passed on this winter to the next level of life. Behold, consider during your meditative experience, blessed souls, that within your blessed soul, consideration can be given where to start. Well, a good place to start is the very beginning, which addresses a power, a potential, in relation to the infinite light of the Creator, the Orin Sof, that engages with the creation, all of the creation. Now, this infinite light of the Creator, the Orin Sof, maintains itself in a state of Ein, self-nullification, whose existence is known, but whose essence is unknown, meaning that which diffuses out by divine decree to be the light of the creation, to vivify, to bring into existence, is absolutely nothing compared to the essence of the Creator. Now, to clarify via meditation upon the pristine quality of creating tangible created entities, creations, whichever term you prefer, consequently, we will be capable of feeling or sensing the essence of Ayin, the Ayin of Elokus, the sense of nothingness of Elokus, the self-abnegation of Elokus, of godliness, divinity, in an exclusionary manner. It's also known as Yediyat Shalilis, or Shalilit. After experiencing this, or merely learning that this experience to meditate upon all particularities of cause and effect, how everything is manifested from Creator, each and every piece of creation. Now, this awareness should trigger a tangible perception that every part of the creation, any created entity, is in no way, shape, or form separated from the power and the potential of the infinite life of the Creator, the Or Ein Sof, Baruch Hu, may he be blessed. This awareness provides a potent segue to a Torah axiomatic teaching. The beginning is wedged in the end, and the end we are addressing here is this very physical world. Now, to refine one's human intellect and become fully immersed in the implications of all cause and effect relationships within this blessed creation can eventually empower any human being to condense his or her review until one can spontaneously recognize, when engaging in a terse meditation, a terse form of panemius bina, inner understanding, a terse form of iyun, of analysis, upon the end of all matters, namely, this blessed creation, which features any particularity, from the smorgasbord of all forms of particularities upon this blessed earth, which amounts to a tremendous contraction which paradoxically can be felt within the blessed human soul, and that which is that. What is that which can paradoxically be felt within the blessed soul? The eternal truth, or the truth of all beginnings, which allows us to sense and internalize that there is an even more elevated level of divinity, Elokus, godliness, higher than the beginning of everything, that we can identify and associate with as a creation or a pre-creation via the cognitive-soulful-spheriotic entity of Das, which is knowledge, and connecting to the essence of any concept, also located on the back brain, functioning capabilities of a human being. Therefore, a yuchad, a sense of unification, can be established to actively recognize Creator resides below the earth, just as easily as Creator resides in the heavens, and the heavens are heavens, etc., 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 and nothing besides Creator ultimately exists. From the beginning of all beginnings to the end of all end, which is this human domain, environment, earth, where not just we are living, but all forms of inanimate matter, all forms of vegetative matter, and all forms of animal matter exist. May we continue to grow in our awareness of all cause and effect relationships, recognizing the beginning of all beginnings, the Orein Sof Baruch Hu, to the end of all endings, this physical world, and we should make the connection to internalize our responsibility. Each one of us, a 7.7 billion plus human beings, gleaming and streaming, and for some screaming into the creation, for soulful revelation for each and every nation. And before I sign off, I want to remind everyone, for anyone else, I've got to be good, you've got to be good, we've all got to be good, because Hateva Tov Lahati, which the nature to do good, and the Creator waits ever so patiently for all of us to activate that goodness, which is empowered in a manner that we should not be disappointed, no, we've been anointed with the Tzelem Elokim, which is no dream. Our divine image helps us get out and scrimmage within the blessed creation to make it a more sustainable place. In a way of a havachad, one love, goralachad, one destiny, kulan of all those, but darkinam darki shalom, peaceful, pleasant way. And again, to add is one of the nuances of how I like to segue out of hopefully future humble efforts, blessed souls, is to remind everyone of the Hebrew mnemonic Avgad. Avgad standing for Ahava, love, base, bracha is blessing, Gimel, gaiva, arrogance, dalud, is dalus or dalut, poverty. May we strive for Av. Ahava is bracha. Love is blessing. And stay clear of gaiva, arrogance, which is dalus or dalut, poverty. Have a sweet night, everyone, and have a sweet week for that matter. Thank you.